House Transportation Committee will come to order, and thank you everybody for staying, and hopefully we can get through this list really quickly and get people to where they wanted to go tonight. So, should I skip over the first one?
It's the ones we're planning to carry over.
Okay, that's right.
Friday.
Just in case anybody's sitting here waiting for certain bills, we're going to carry over House Bill 3121 till Friday, and House Bill 3379 till Friday, and House Bill 2512 goes to Friday. So if you're waiting on any of those there, come back on Friday.
What did you say? 3121, 2512, and what?
30, and we'll be happy to see you.
3379,
2512. 3379.
Yeah. Last two and 2512. Okay, and we're going to open up a work session on House Bill 2379. Patrick.
It's the last two and
2512. Madam Chair, as I flip through my materials. Oh, thank you. House Bill 2379, we heard this back March 30th. It's a measure that imposes additional taxes on cigarettes to the amount of 0.35 cents per cigarette. Applicable distribution on cigarettes on or after January 1st, 2010 appropriates continuously the monies collected to Department of Revenue for distribution as specified in the measure, primarily for senior and disabled transit. The measure imposes inventory and reporting requirements for distributors of cigarettes and takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. You have in your packet a fiscal statement and a revenue statement for this measure, and the measure does have a subsequent referral to Committee on Revenue.
Thank you. With that, I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Berger.
I would move House Bill 2379 without recommendation to the floor with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Revenue.
Representative Berger has moved House Bill 2379 without recommendation to the floor with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Revenue. Any discussion? Seeing none. Oh, Representative Dennis.
Madam Chair, this will be a courtesy vote on my part because I very probably will vote against this on the floor.
Thank you. Okay, with that, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Schaffler?
Aye.
Thank you. Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Byer?
Aye. House Bill 2379 will receive the requisite number of votes, and we'll move to the House Committee on Revenue.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I think Representative Berger had a comment before you closed the work session. Was I incorrect in that?
No. It's fine. Thank you, Mr.
All right. We're okay?
Yeah.
Did I mess up?
Nope.
Okay. Close the work session on House Bill 2379, and I'm going to open up a work session on House Bill 2043.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2043, we also heard first on March 30th. This is the measure that eliminates the requirement that county ordinances establishing registration fee for vehicles be approved by voters. The measure adds low-speed vehicles and racing activity vehicles to the list of vehicles that may not be charged additional county registration fees. We have not, at this point, received a revenue statement for this measure, so if the Speaker's office has requested that we send this measure to the Committee on Revenue, and the committee can do that tonight, but it will require a rule suspension vote in order to do that because we do not have the revenue statement in front of us, but of course because the measure is going to the Committee on Revenue, because half the committee is on the Committee on Revenue, we can move that measure to the Committee on Revenue. We just have to vote to suspend the rules and then vote to move the measure to the Committee on Revenue at a subsequent referral to Committee on Revenue.
Okay. So I think we've got that. And before we go any further, it has been pointed out that we have a couple of bottles on the dais that may look like beer.
And Chair, if they were beer, they'd be over here.
But they are juice drinks or soda.
I couldn't decide, so I took two.
So I wanted to make it clear we are not imbibing on the dais. So with that, I've opened the work session. Representative Berger.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that rules be suspended in order for the committee to move this House Bill 2043 to the Revenue Committee, the rule that says that we can't move it without a revenue statement. That's the rule I want suspended. Am I close?
I believe, Madam Chair, that motion will do.
Yes.
Intent is clear.
Okay. Any discussion? Representative Schaffler.
Madam Chair, I oppose the bill, I oppose the motion, and I'm going to be voting no.
Is all we're doing is suspending the rules. That's my motion.
I oppose the motion. I oppose the referral to revenue, and I oppose the bill.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to withdraw your
motion? I'll withdraw my motion and we'll let it out of here.
We are going to withdraw the motion, and we will carry House Bill 2043 over. Till Friday. All right.
I'm supposed to take him for a walk before the committee, is that right?
Is that right? You know, get the... He's not happy to be here tonight. No.
Don't smile.
All right, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2043. We've done. Okay. Figuring out where I'm at. And open a work session on House Bill 2437. Patrick.
Thank you. One moment while I shuffle through my paperwork again. House Bill 2437, Madam Chair, is the measure that directs the Department of Transportation to conduct a feasibility study on the construction of a highway between Coos Bay and Ontario. The measure appropriates monies from the general fund to pay for the study. This measure has an emergency clause and would take effect upon passage, and the measure has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. We received this morning Dash 1 Amendment, which you have in your packet. The Dash 1 Amendment deletes the requirement that the study look at a highway that goes through Bend. It would simply be highway from Coos Bay to Ontario without the requirement that it go through Bend. You should have before you the fiscal and revenue statement. There's a fiscal impact statement on the measure because it has a cost appropriated to it, which we had discussed at our March 9th meeting, and there's no revenue impact. And as I said, the measure has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, yes. I move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill, I'm on the right one here, 2437.
Representative Berger moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2437. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2437 as amended without recommendation to the floor with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Berger has moved House Bill 2437 as amended without recommendation to the floor with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? Representative Bailey.
Madam Chair, I think this is a worthwhile study. I would not want to second-guess the priorities that the Committee on Ways and Means has when they're making their budget allocations, and so I'm glad that they'll be taking a look at the spending. I would like to note for the record that I think there are lots of other places in Oregon where a study of highway construction would be appropriate, such as in my district, the Markham Bridge. So I'll look forward to that in a future session, Madam Chair.
Representative Schaffler.
Only to ask, do you have a deep water port in your district?
Representative Call.
And since Representative Widener's absent, I might just add the Newburgh-Dundee bypass.
Getting giddy.
Sorry, Madam Chair. I'll refrain for the rest of the work session.
Okay. With that, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Bench?
Aye.
Representative
Berger?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Shopler?
Aye.
Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Byer?
Aye.
House Bill 2437, right? Is passed. And I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2437 and open a work session on House Bill 2553.
Oh, Madam Chair, House members, House Bill 2553, we heard on last Wednesday, I believe it was, this is the measure that requires the Department of Transportation to remove or cause to be removed any vehicle, cargo, or debris from a state highway after a motor vehicle accident in which a person 18 years of age or older or younger, I'm sorry, was killed. We have in your packet the Dash 2 Amendment, which was discussed at that time. The Dash 2 Amendment changes that requirement so that it requires that it indicates that the ODOT will pay reasonable cost in the event that the accident killed a person 18 or younger, the accident occurred on a state highway, the surviving family members would otherwise be responsible and there is no available insurance. And it says it would not apply in the event that the deceased was engaged in conduct that would constitute a crime. Like I said, we discussed that at our meeting last week. You have a fiscal impact statement and a no revenue impact statement for the measure. The fiscal impact, while it's a white paper, does indicate that the measure has a minimal fiscal impact, Madam Chair, and would not therefore warrant a Ways and Means referral.
Thank you, Patrick. Representative Call.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2553 dated 4/14/09.
Representative Call moves the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2553. Any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll. Oh, wait a minute. We're on the amendment. Mm-hmm. Any objections? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted.
And Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2553 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Call moves House Bill 2553 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Benz.
Madam Chair, only to note, looking at line 12 of the Dash 2s, I'm a little unclear on how such a conclusion could be reached within the time that the cleanup would have to occur. So I'm at a loss of exactly what the drafter was thinking when they did that. I'm happy to vote for the bill. It's just that it seems like it needs some help.
Do you want to ask the department if they have any clarification?
That would be good.
Thank you. Amy?
She doesn't feel like she
has no reason. Yeah.
Chair Byer, members of the committee, Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation. Chair Byer and Representative Benz, to attempt to answer your question. Typically, ODOT is not going to be the entity doing the cleanup. The cleanup will happen. We discussed at the original hearing that OSP is in charge of the scene. They typically call a private tow company, and the tow company tows it away. After that, then the question becomes, who pays that towing bill? So there isn't any holdup of the cleanup. It's, in the end, who pays the bill.
I understand now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Any other discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Bench?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Shopler?
Aye.
Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Byer?
Aye. House Bill 2553 has passed, and we will ask Representative Broom to be the carrier of this bill. And then close the work session on House Bill 2553. And open a work session on House Bill 2569. Patrick.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2569, we heard it on March 27th. This is the measure that establishes a consular corps registration plate for use on motor vehicles. I believe we may have had it at the meeting, actually, you have in your packet Dash 1 amendments. of the Dash One Amendment adds an emergency clause to this measure. And you'll also find in your packets a no fiscal, no revenue impact statement.
Thank you. I could entertain a motion. Representative Call.
Yes, Madam Chair, sorry. Trying to get the amendment in front of me. I move the Dash One amendments to House Bill 2569 dated 21609.
Representative Call moves the Dash One amendments to House Bill 2569. Any discussion? Seeing none. Any objections? Dash One amendments are adopted.
And Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2569 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Call moves House Bill 2569 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Davis.
Not quite sure how to ask this, Madam Chair, but let me just ask, will we have other opportunities to vote on other bills related to license plates in the future, Madam Chair, or is this our one shot?
Yes, thank you. To clarify, this will not be the only shot. There are still two sitting on one. I know probably that we will entertain, not that I'm supporting, but we will entertain, and another one that we're still looking at, and we'll get some feedback from the committee, but no, this is just the easiest.
And Madam Chair, there's another one coming that the committee has not heard yet.
Yeah. Although I must say that we're past our posting date, so
that's a problem.
We've got to get it run through rules.
Oh.
Yeah. Ramona's not here. We could talk about it right now, I think. She left the building. I'm sure we do, right?
She left the building.
All right. Any other discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Bent?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Schaffler?
Aye.
Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Bayh?
Aye. House Bill 2569, having received the required vote, is passed. And I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2569.
Who should carry that one, Madam Chair?
Who should carry that one? Whose bill was that?
The speaker's.
I don't know that he necessarily. We can assign it if you would like to do it.
I'll do it.
That'll speaker with it. Let make him do
and
it.
And we'll check to make sure he doesn't do okay. It first. And with that, I close the work session, I think, on House Bill 2569. And committee, just to go back over, we've carried House Bill 2043 till Friday. We've carried House Bill 2512 till Friday. We've carried House Bill 3121 and House Bill 3379 till Friday. And with that...
Did you say 2043? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that one's okay. Friday.
Yes,
sorry. Friday. Yes. What about the first one, 2042?
It's done.
Oh, it's done.
Yes, please.
Madam Chair, I have distributed to you and will be emailing electronically. You should have in front of you, in your massive pile of paper, the Dash 4 Amendment to House Bill 2001. We received that from Council at about 5:10. This is the amendment that we will be having in front of the committee tomorrow. I believe the governor's office will have somebody here to do a walkthrough of this amendment for the committee, and then is it the committee's pleasure to take public testimony on this tomorrow as well?
Yes.
Okay. And also, I think I have not distributed to you, but we'll get to your offices tomorrow. One of the reasons we did not move 2512, the public safety officer measure, today or didn't take action on is because we received a Dash 2 amendment this evening, and so we don't have time to get fiscal and revenue on that. So we will get those, and then that'll be it's before Friday.
All right. Committee, thank you for staying. I really appreciate it. And have a good evening and enjoy the game.
What game?
Blazers.